Analytics adds value by the way of insights, prediction, and optimization. What is the meaning of these three components of value addition? So first, insight. When we talk about insight, we are basically trying to understand what exactly is happening with the business. Is something changing? Is something improving? Or is something going down? All those are the major attributes of analytics components. Then the prediction. What can happen in future? Will this consumer come? Will this customer shop? Will this person repay loan? Will this medicine work? All these are the predictions. And then the optimization. Optimization basically means when we are trying to put things in action, put our insights into action, we need to optimize them. As an example, when we are trying to say that these many people will come and shop during the sale period, we also trying to put them into action, that these customers should be targeted or should be communicated. When we are communicating them, ultimately the objective is the communication should be powerful enough, should be simple enough, and should be understandable. So we have to optimize the various components of communication to reach to the consumer so that information is passed and there is no complexity in between. As an example, let's suppose we are communicating the customer via SMS and we provide a link of the offers. User clicks on the link and ultimately find out what offer he is getting. And if there is some broken link, the consumer will click on the link and will not be able to find out the information about the link, which will ultimately lead to the dropout of the consumer because he is not getting enough information because of the broken link. So all these things should be optimized so that the final consumer is getting the information what he wants to see and what we want him to see. All those things are cleaned and analyzed and optimized using the analytical techniques. When we are solving business analytics problems, we need to develop analytical thinking within ourselves and within the team which takes care of the business analytics needs. It's all about addressing what business problem we are trying to solve and how much efficiency it can bring. And it is a little bit of different concept than a critical thinking. Critical thinking is when you are solving things with respect to the business, whether it's a critical component of or not. But analytical thinking is mostly related to data, what your data is telling you and how you can leverage out that data in solving the case studies or solving the business problems and ultimately leading to the right decision making. To see a basic concept or basic difference between a critical thinking and analytical thinking, because many people confuse these two terms. People feel that if they are thinking analytically, they're actually doing critical thinking. And when they are saying critical thinking, they say it's actually leading to analytical thinking only. But there are basic gaps between the two and basic differences between the two. To summarize the differences, let's see the basic concepts. First of all, mindset. Analytical thinking has an organized system of thoughts. As an example, data will come this way, will be leveraged out this way, will be cleaned this way, will be consolidated this way, and then ultimately will be used this way in the analytics algorithm and will be used this way in communicating the results. Whereas critical thinking is completely open-minded. There is no sequence. This can happen or that can happen or this can happen. All these are the scattered information. In analytical, we try to stitch them together. Interpretation of the information. Information is useful for understanding certain events or trends, which we do in analytical concepts. We are trying to arrange the trends in such orders that we get to understand what can happen in future and how things are moving. Whereas in critical thinking, no information is considered applicable and accurate without clear evidence. You don't have a clear evidence. You say ki, yes, people between 25 to 35 years are the major consumers. But when we will be saying this thing in analytical term, we will be saying that 25 to 35 per age group people contributes to 30% of the sales. It gives you a weight. It gives you a measure, which doesn't happen in critical thinking. Key tools. Mind maps, flow diagrams, mathematical tools, analytical tools like Python and all those things, they are basically tools. Don't confuse these things with analytics. Python is not analytics. It is a tool which helps you leverage out the data and ultimately solving the business analytics case studies. So all these are the key tools which helps you find the or solve the business problem. Whereas in critical thinking, you try to solve using various brainstorming session. As an example, we are trying to understand how can we find out which consumer will buy or will shop during the sale period. When we are trying to go and solve this problem, the concept will or the problem solving will start with critical thinking. In critical thinking, we will be trying to identify which are the areas which we should analyze to understand whether consumer will buy or not. As an example, if a consumer is coming 3 times, he is more likely to shop than the person who is shopping only once a year. If a person is spending more than 50,000 rupees in a year, he is more likely to shop rather than a consumer which is shopping for less than 50,000. If a consumer shops at least once in last 3 sale period, he is more likely to shop than the one who doesn't shop during this sale period. If a person has is mostly using discount coupons in every transaction, he is more likely to go for the sale than the person who is not using any coupon. So all these are critical thinking components. We will be stitching them together and arranging them into the set of variables which ultimately lead to the analytical problem solving. These variables will be leveraged out, their data will be taken, analytical techniques will be applied, prediction algorithms will be applied, and then you will be using it to find out the output that which consumer is more likely to shop than the other ones which are less likely. Now, once we are talking about analytical thinking, the next question comes is, how can we develop such thinkings? So when we are saying that we have to develop analytical thinking to solve the business problems, we need to understand that how we can leverage out the thinking within ourselves. Do we need to read more? Do we need to understand more? Or do we need to think beyond our capacity? So basically, it's all about fact findings from the data. It's about reading the correct scenarios, correct trends, and understanding various biases and putting all these things in structured form. So when we are talking about all those things, we have to understand that when we are saying analytical thinking development, it's a component. When we are trying to develop analytical thinking within ourselves, we have to think it in structured way. There is a problem that is coming in, we have to solve it. There we need a little bit of business understanding. Once we have the business understanding, we will say that these are the things that can happen. There are n number of events. We will arrange those events. This is the data collection, this is the data cleaning, this is the prediction algorithm implementation, this is what happens in the business in these trends. All those things should be arranged in structured manner and then ultimately leading to the solution of the problem, that this is how things should happen in the future. When we say business analytics, it's not a single attribute or single thing. Business analytics is a component of various things where every step is important and every step leads to the solution to the other problem. So output of one component leads to the input of another component, and it's arranged in sequential manner. If one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. So it starts with data. Everything starts with data. Similarly, business analytics starts with data. How you are collecting the data? You will be first collecting the data and aggregating it, arranging it. As I told you, that when we are trying to find out the people who will be coming and shopping during sale period, we are brainstorming the things which will create a difference among the buyers versus non-buyers. So we will be collecting all the variables, that this is a age group where most of the people buy during sale period. A person who is either above 45 years of age or between 25 to 35 years of age are more likely to buy during the sale period. These are the first variable that we have. The people who have high frequency throughout the year, they are more likely to shop during sale period. This is the second variable that we have. A person who is spending more than 50,000 rupees every year is a more likely customer. This is the next variable that we have. So we will be collecting all these variables and we'll be aggregating them into a single data set, a single table which contains all the important attributes of the consumer, so that we can utilize that one single data set which have all the available information and that final data set will be further used to analyze. This is my first part, data aggregation. I have done data aggregation, I have collected data, and this is my first component. Now the output of this will go to the second part, which is data mining. Once I have collected the data, I will be mining the data, I will be drilling the data, I will be torturing the data to speak the truth. What exactly can happen? Who will actually show up with us? All those things happen during the mining sessions. We will be trying to find out the patterns, we will be trying to find out the trends, we will be trying to find out the things that can happen under various scenarios. As an example, a person who spends around 2500 rupees in a single transaction has 2% chances of buying more than the person who has a less transaction value. So all these components will be found out during mining and using analytical techniques. We will be using analytical technique to find out the weight of every component by which it try to impact the final outcome. So all those things will be happening in mining session. Then we will be finding out the sequences ki if a consumer is spending for 2500 rupees, then he comes for spending 2500 rupees in a single transaction, he develops a value of 50,000 in a single year. In a single year, he spends almost 50,000 rupees with us. He comes every 2 months with to shop with us, and after every third transaction, he do a bigger transaction. So all those are sequence identification. If in case we identify the sequences that this is what happens, data is collected, data is mined, and now then we are able to identify the sequences that consumer are behaving this way, we will be then optimizing it by using the output of the further of the steps that we did. To optimize, we will be seeing that these are 100 customers. Let's divide these customers into deciles. As an example, every decile contains approximately 10 consumer. Out of 100, 10 consumer falls in one decile. The top decile is the customer who are going to shop at any cost. The next few deciles are those people who need a little bit of push. The lower deciles are those customers who will not come to shop even if you do anything. So they are those people who are least likely to shop. We will try to then further communicate these results to the business stakeholders. We will divide the whole scenarios and we will say that these are the 10 types of customers we have. We have divided the whole consumer base into 10 groups. The top group is that which is more likely to shop. The bottom group is that which is very, very less frequent, and if we try to push, they will either not come or they will need an extreme push. I mean, very big offers, very big discounts, then only they will turn to shop. So if we have the budget, we can push for them. Otherwise, if we have a budget constraints, let's look for the top people. All those things are the component of business analytics. So when we have business analytics, we go step by step. Let's try to understand each of the component in a little bit detail. First, data aggregation. We are trying to collect the data. We are cleaning data. Cleaning data means why do we need cleaning? The basic important metric is data. If your data goes wrong, everything else will go wrong, and we don't want to take that risk. That is the reason cleaning is an important component. As an example, let's suppose most of my people, 80% of my consumer, spends between 50,000 rupees to 1 lakh rupees in a single year. Now we know that most of my consumers are buying between 50,000 to 1 lakh. But let's suppose there are 1 to 2% of the consumers who are spending 5 lakh, 10 lakh rupees in a single year. If we try to see whole data, these few 1% of the consumer will shift my pattern, will shift the average values. Now my average value will be much higher than the normal one. My usual consumer spends around 50,000 to 1 lakh, but because of these consumers, my average value might move to above 1 lakh. And I might believe that most of my consumers are those who spends more than 1 lakh rupees in a single year, which is a problem. There are only 1% of the people which do these things, but they will impact the whole data points. That is the reason such people are known as outliers, and they are not the usual consumers. They are the outlier consumers who impact the other data points. So we have to take them out of the equation, or we have to manage them differently. They are the top consumers. Let's not consider them as usual consumer along with the other consumers. So these cleaning lead in is required. Then there could be few consumers who might be duplicated. As an example, there is a one consumer, and let's suppose he uses two email IDs. He's shopping with sometimes with us with a single ID and sometimes with the second ID. The first ID has a spend value of 50,000 rupees. The other ID has a spend value of 10 lakh rupees. So we will be trying to identify whether this is the same consumer or not. If it is a duplicated one, we might end up finding out different patterns with respect to the duplicate results. So we need to filter them out. If in case there is something which is inaccurate or seems inaccurate, we have to filter them out. If there is something which is a missing information, as an example, if age is an important factor to us with respect to the consumer and we don't have age value for n number of people, then we are not able to identify whether age will impact these customer or not. Or if we are doing any communication with respect to the age, whether we will be able to communicate them? No. So those missing information has to be leveraged out. There are different ways by which you can utilize or change those informations. Either you can feed in few values or default values, or you can remove them out of the system. But you will have to take certain action. Ultimate objective will be your final data set, which you are going to further use for analysis, for model building, for output creation, and for further enhancement of the results. Your data should be clean and should be proper. The aggregation will be of two types. There are transactional records. As an example, when you do one transaction, every component of transaction is fetched into the system. Those are transactional records, and they are generally those data points which are properly structured, have a proper structure, have a proper variable, and you can easily clean them as compared to the other data, which is volunteer data. Volunteer data could be the data which is randomly collected from source. As an example, feedback data, it is a randomly voluntary data. Few feedbacks were collected and you are trying to identify whether these feedbacks play a major role. But if such data is available and you can leverage out, you will have to need to clean them further so that they can be utilized in the appropriate manner. So once your data is complete and your data aggregation is complete, you have to move to the next part, which is data mining. You have to find out the insights out of the data. You have to find out the patterns out of the data. You have to see what can happen with the data and what you can do with the data. So there are various analytical techniques which are used here, and these analytical techniques are implemented using certain analytical tools like Python, SAS, or R. No matter which tool you are using, it is equally good enough. Every component is good enough and it is completely open to use any tool. But the objective is you should be able to implement the statistical technique in those tools so that you can leverage out the information out of the data. Okay, so when you are talking about data mining, your ultimate objective is you have to find out the results. Those results, if in case you see in a broader term, are divided in a various components. As an example, we might be finding out whether this consumer will buy or not. So if we are trying to understand whether this consumer will buy or not, it's a classification that this person can buy and this person will not buy. It's a classification of the consumer. So classification generally happens when we have certain set of outputs and our user will be falling in one of those outputs. As an example, this person will repay loan or not. It's a yes no problem. So classification categories are yes and no. There are five categories in which a consumer can shop, which is the final category in which consumer will shop. So five classification categories are available and every consumer will be targeted for one of the categories. So it's a classification algorithm. So classification algorithms are those algorithms where output has a fixed components and your whole data will be taking your consumer or your product or to every component to one of the categories of the final outcome. So final outcome could have a limited number of categories, and when you are taking your output to those categories, it becomes a classification algorithm. So classification algorithm are one of the key algorithms which are used to find out to solve the business problems. To give you one example, if a person will shop during sale or not, it's a classification algorithm, because outcome will be yes or no. Against every consumer, you will be finding the output as yes or no. This a person A will buy, yes or no. Person B will buy, yes or no. So every consumer will have either flag yes or flag no. If yes flag is there, then this person will is more likely to buy during sale period. If a flag is no, then this person is less likely to shop during sale period. Then there are other type of techniques known as regression. Regression is basically regressing your data to find out the output. As an example, we are trying to identify how much sale will we be able to manage. Now it's not a classification algorithm, because it's not a, there is not a defined component to which you are taking your data. Okay, sale could be 100 rupees or 100 crore rupees or 50 crore rupees or 1 lakh rupees. There is no fixed category. We are not saying that whether our sale will be 1 crore or 2 crore or 3 crore or 4 crore, because it's not a fixed number. So when you have certain numbers which you can't define in few categories, the outcome is considered as a regression concept. These type of algorithms are known as regression algorithms. Okay, and it's a very, very important component, because it also helps you in identifying those values which are not, which can't be defined into the categories. As an example, I am trying to identify that next month how much I will be able to manage the sales. If I am trying to get the sales value, I am trying to understand how much sale value will I make. Now this sale value is a continuous form of data. Continuous form of data means where we don't have a fixed category. The output can be any number. Okay, so using the data that we have created, we will be trying to find out that value. It could be 100 crore or 50 crore or 6 crore or 10 crore or 1 lakh. It could be anything. But using these, we will be finding out the pattern and ultimately predicting a number which could be anything, and that output will be considered as a regression output. So in a classification, my final output is in form of categories. It will be falling in one of the categories which are predefined, maybe yes or no. In regression, my final outcome will be continuous. It could be anything, any number, a continuous number. And then there are third type of concepts used in business analytics known as clustering. As an example, if we don't have any outcome, or we are not sure about any outcome, how will we use them? So there are different type of algorithms which are used in these ways, and these algorithms are known as clustering. To give you one simple example, let's suppose I belong to a telecommunication company. In that telecommunication company, there are various sets of consumers who uses different type of plans. I might be a consumer who is more of a calling person, so I like to use minutes of calls that I get. There could be few set of people who are completely dependent on the data, so they don't care what talk time they are getting, what SMS plan they are getting, but they are more interested in the data packs. There could be few set of people who are more interested in SMSs. There could be few consumers who could be interested in both calls as well as SMS. There could be few consumers who could be interested in both calls as well as data. Here we don't know what our outcome will look like. Okay, and what are the different type of groups that we will get? So such problems are used using the data mining techniques known as clustering. So when you start clustering, you take whole set of data, try to drill it down, and ultimately try to reach to a group wherein every group is different from each other. One group, let's say out of drilling the data, out of mining the data, I created the clusters. Those clusters are three. One is data user, second is call and SMS user, and third is which uses everything in an equal proportion. So when I will be using it for the final outcome, my objective will be, these are the set of the people who uses both calls and SMS. Let's give them a package or a plan which is more supported for calls as well as SMS. These are the set of the consumers who uses data more. So let's give them a internet package so that we can keep them consistent. These are the set of the people who are more likely to call or use calling packages. Let's give them something for the calls. Okay, so this is how a decision is made using the analytical technique. Clusters was used on the data to further divide it into the group, no matter how many groups, because when groups are decided, it becomes a classification algorithm. When groups are not decided, you don't know the outcome, it becomes a clustering algorithm. So when your final outcome comes and your whole data gets divided into the group, you can decide the set of action for each group. These are the components of business analytics. Then there are the other components, which are basically sequence identification. You will be trying to identify the sequence, what exactly is happening and how those things should be associated. Okay, so there are various techniques for those as well in statistics. Few of them are associations. Association, when you talk about association, there are few techniques like market basket analysis and similar techniques which are used. So when you are using association technique like market basket analysis, you will be able to understand the pattern that how those two products go together. As an example, everybody who buys for bread and butter also buys milk. Okay, so here there is an association that if somebody is buying bread and butter, that person will also be buying milk. So if we can use this information to see how many people actually bought bread and butter but didn't buy milk, if in case we give them an offer or we give them a boost that buy milk from us, we will get an additional sale, because we know that milk goes with bread and butter and there are a few set of people who are not buying milk with us, so we have an opportunity there. So once we are able to map these associations, we will be able to understand that which consumer can be targeted with respect to the association rules. Then there are text mining, you have the feedbacks. As an example, let me give you one example with respect to text mining. Let's suppose our feedbacks are collected and consumers are saying that this product is good or this product is bad, and those are completely random words. So when words are random, there is no proper scenario and there is no proper structure for the data. Text is completely scattered. As an example, Facebook comments or Twitter tweets, they're completely scattered data, no proper sequence, no proper words, people could write anything. So for these things, if in case you're trying to identify the patterns, you need to understand that text. When you're trying to understand that text, you have to clean that text, you have to arrange that text into a particular format, and then you will have to see which words are used in one way or other. And ultimately, when you are trying to understand whether somebody is saying good thing about the product or bad thing about the product, you will be mining the text and then ultimately converting it into a classification algorithm that whether the feedback about the product is good or bad. Text mining is the one of the business analytics technique which is readily used these days, because there are very various type of open end platforms which are available, and once you are able to find out the feedback from those, you can use text mining techniques to clean the data and ultimately find out the output. And then there are forecasting techniques. Forecasting techniques actually tells you to predict what can happen in the future. As an example, every week my sales increases by a certain amount, then in future it can increase to that amount. Then there are predictive analytics technique, which we just discussed, regression or any technique like decision tree or random forest. All these are algorithms which are related to predictive analytics technique, which where we will be predicting about future, that if my n number of consumer shops for these many ATV values for these many product, what could be the sale. So all these are predictive algorithms wherein we are trying to identify the future value. So all these are the components of the algorithms of business analytics. Then comes the optimization. Optimization basically means to find out where we need to clean, where we need to arrange, where we need to optimize, where we need to remove the roadblocks. As an example, let's suppose somebody orders from our e-com channel and there are various warehouses from where product is shopped. If in case we are able to find out, if in case let's suppose I have a warehouse at 3 different places and I can get order from anywhere, then if we try to optimize, we will try to pitch the product or send the product from the warehouse which is closer to the address where it has to be delivered. If such things happens, then we will be able to save the cost of transportation of the product. So all those things have to be cleaned and analyzed using the business analytics technique so that it can be optimized and more sale could be converted, and we can avoid the various risk factors or various extra costing factors. Once we are able to do all these things, then comes the visualization part. Visualization is a very is an extremely important part because it happens everywhere. When you will be taking the data and you will be analyzing the data, then you will be visualizing to see the trends in the data. Then only you will be able to make a proper statistical model out of it. When you will be building the model, then also you will be using visualization to see how various algorithms are working with respect to the output. Once your model is created and you generate the output, then also visualization becomes important pattern, because there you will be explaining the results to the stakeholders. So visualization is an extremely important component of business analytics, because it happens everywhere. It helps you in understanding the patterns, it helps business stakeholders to understand what could be the output, and it helps you understand whether your models are working as per the expectations.